Vicki Wilson lives in Fairbanks, but in 1980, she was working in a state fish hatchery in Bristol Bay. Perched on the edge of a lake that would flash freeze in the winter, she was pretty far removed. No movies, no cell phones. The road out would often close, but there was one reliable tether to the outside world.
So the radio station, KDLG, in Dillingham, they were, you know, our news, our music, and everything. And so you got to know the voices.
And there was one voice in particular that drew her attention.
His name was Scott Dysett. He had an absolutely hilarious sense of humor. So, yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, I really want to get to know this person.
It was like morning catnip, something that got her through breakfast and carried into the day at work.
The radio was always on, and so a kind of strong, comforting sound to actually hear that station and also to hear his voice giving you the news, the sad, the good, and the humor of it.
This infatuation with his voice went on for months. But in the pre-Facebook stalking age, that's about as much intel as Wilson could gather about the man behind the microphone.
And we didn't have phones at the hatchery to call or anything. So I asked one of the biologists that came out from town, what does this guy look like? And he says, well, he's not real tall, and has a beard, wears glasses. And I'm like, oh my God, you've just described every man in Dillingham.
Then one day, a year into her post, Wilson was baking in her apartment. It was a Saturday, close to Christmas. She got word that two men were crossing the frozen lake on snowmobiles. She wasn't in a hurry to come out and greet them, though, until a call came in through her intercom from one of her coworkers.
They told me, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe who's in the office. And they said, it's Scott Dysett. And I'm like, no. I quickly wrapped up the scones that I had just cooked, and then I headed down there, and I walk in, and I was like, okay, there's a tall, there's a not so tall, and I just kept hoping. I hoped it was the guy with the blue snow machine pants on and the helmet.
The not tall one. And of course, his measured cadence was a dead giveaway. Scott liked Vicki's voice, too, and early in their dating life, attempted to get her to record station IDs for KDLG.
You know, like, good morning, and or some type of sexy good morning, but I never was able to do a voice.
Which suited Vicki just fine.
And I still love his voice. He has a very pleasant voice and frequently will read to me because I do enjoy his reading. And so his voice is just always a very consistent and comforting.
Scott and Vicki are celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.